I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 538. Can you pass the nevertheless test? Are you a fair weather fan or a cross-centered Christian? You say, what's the difference? Well, a fair-weathered fan follows Jesus when life is good and the sun is shining, when money's in the bank and health is in the body, and so on. The cross-centered Christian knows the theology of the cross. The crosses will come, and God is there with us in the good times and the bad. It all comes down to whether or not you can pass the nevertheless test. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives, and sometimes our everyday lives are anything but ordinary. Jesus felt all the pain and all the brokenness of the world on the cross, but the test was in the garden before he ever got there. It was the nevertheless test. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let me tell you that story, hear that portion of God's word, ask you a great question about a test that you are going to face, and give you a prayer and a challenge to pass it. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 38 and 39, Jesus is distressed and down. He knows the unspeakable pain of the cross is crouching just around the corner. We see him dropping to his knees to pray, and that's a bit unusual, because Jews usually don't drop to their knees to pray, they stand and pray. But Jesus is exhausted. He has no energy left. His strength is gone. Emotionally, he's spent. The coming weight of the world is too heavy. And Scripture says this, "Then he said to them, 'My soul is very sorrowful and troubled, even to death. Remain here and watch with me.' And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.'" Now, when he talked about letting a cup pass from him, a cup is a biblical image for pain and suffering. Jesus is saying, is there another way? Is there another option? Anything but the cross. But if not, nevertheless, your will be done, Father. We pray it too in the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But often it's not quite as severe or as intense as the Gethsemane nevertheless test. But the question is, can you pass it? Each one of us wants to be spared some pain, loss, tragedy, sickness. You know what it is for you right now. It might be financial. It might be emotional. It might be relational. It might be physical. It might be a combination of several of those. Whatever it is, that's your Gethsemane right now. Think about it. Maybe write it down. And as you think about it, here's the great question. Will you pray with Jesus as you think about that Gethsemane that's yours? Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Maybe you should stop the podcast for a moment and do just that. Say it and pray it and pass the nevertheless test. The three guys in the furnace passed the nevertheless test. They said it this way, "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. But if not," so here, "nevertheless, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image that you have set up." David passed. He said in the most famous psalm of all, "Even though," here, "nevertheless, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Habakkuk passed. "Though," here, "nevertheless, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive fails and the fields produce no food, though there's no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet, nevertheless, I will rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in God my Savior." Let's pray this prayer from Proverbs31.org. "Lord, open my eyes so I may see what is already there. Open my heart so that I might believe what is already there. Strengthen my faith so that I might trust that you are surrounding what is surrounding me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 539. In the meantime, look at your life. What are you facing right now? Tell God and then trust God. See if you can pass the nevertheless test.